back from recess. Christy and Chuck are with us regarding court orders.
So the first group are the personal property add-ons. These are for the months of May, June, July, and August, covering the years 2011 to 2013.
Explain for those listening what personal add-ons are.
For example, if a taxpayer comes in and their personal property account has a flaw on it, then we delete out the old bill and then we create a new one. And these are the creations.
Is this the first page?
Yes, that's it.
Yeah. I would like to list this as Exhibit A, today's date. Is there a motion to approve Exhibit A with today's date, gentlemen, which is personal property add-ons?
Motion for approval Exhibit A with today's date.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve Exhibit A with today's date. Discussion?
Yes, those are, when you say that there's a problem with it, is it a piece of personal property that may not exist, or the piece of personal property that they have questioned? And is it inspected by the assessor?
It is personal property that, for example, they have the wrong year on the vehicle, or they have the wrong model or description given. So they need to correct that. In order for them to go and get their tags through the DMV, it has to match the tax bill. So,
and that's probably the majority. Right?
That's the majority of them. There are some where they've left a vehicle off and we're adding it on. So, and yes, they go through all of the DMV records to verify this thing.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
The second group are the personal property. They're marked regulars. So in the example that I gave, these would be the deletions. So this is, are the bills that were incorrect.
I'd like to label this as Exhibit B with today's date. Motion's made and seconded to approve Exhibit B, dated September 22nd, 2014. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Right, the next group is personal property refunds. So here the taxpayer has paid the bill, and then they've discovered afterwards that there was an error. And so they've asked for a correction. And it's changed their value in assessment, and so we're refunding whatever that value amount is. So if it was the wrong vehicle year, we're going to correct it and then refund them that difference.
I've labeled this stack as Exhibit C with today's date.
Move to approve Exhibit C, 9/22/14.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve Exhibit C dated 9/22/14. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
All right. The next group is real estate occupancy. And if you look at your list, you can see we've had one that burned. We had a couple where there was residences that were completed, one where there was no double-wide mobile home on the property. So.
We'll list that as Exhibit D, today's date.
Motion for approval of Exhibit D with today's date.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve Exhibit D with today's date. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
And the last group is labeled real estate exemptions. So we have several orders from the State Tax Commission, and then we also have one that was presented by the assessor on behalf of Combs Redfern.
Behalf of whom?
Combs Redfern.
Oh, okay.
I'll let him speak more than that.
Max Lytle, you all have heard about the project. We have attached the IRS letter.
The County Commission received, after requesting, because we read about it in the paper, a copy of the exemptions that were handed down by the State Tax Commission. And I contacted counsel and asked if there was a way to intervene until we could look at a policy wherein a commission and BOE is involved and a process whereby we're represented on any, not to speak yay or nay about any piece of property that goes before the tax commission. I'm hopeful that we could schedule perhaps this Thursday a roundtable with the assessor, the clerk, collector, and this county commission to discuss this.
Just to let you know, the clerk will not be available this Thursday. We are attending our annual clerk's conference in Jefferson City.
Perhaps Monday?
May I ask, are you speaking of the same meeting that is on the agenda today?
Am I speaking about?
You have an agenda item about, like it says, State Tax Commission exemptions.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about changing that until next week?
I'm talking about us all coming together and sit down and have a round table about a policy.
Right.
Yeah.
The reason I ask is there may be folks here today to that issue because it was on the agenda today. They were notified from the attorney, or they received a letter from your attorney that you had asked for a review.
Well, first, we're looking at approving an issue that is now currently pending because it's been intervened in the State Tax Commission. So my suggestion is that we wait on these until we've had that discussion. I would like to sit down and have a roundtable discussion about policy with the officials. We can do that today as a start.
Goodbye me. I'm pretty much available all week, but in case there are folks that are here today because it is on the agenda, that would be a good thing, I think.
Appreciate your input.
What is the...
Are you wanting to hold the Smith ones also?
I'm not sure which ones have been intervened and which ones have not because I haven't received contact back from counsel regarding exemptions.
The ones she's speaking of are not exemptions, they're values. It's the last ones. How many are there?
726 through 733.
Those are all value issues, or not exemption issues. She's got them on your exemption sheet there, just to separate them out. But you want to look at them now, or you can look at them later too, but they are not exemption.
On the state tax commission exemptions, why couldn't we talk about that now and then make, if something comes out of that, then go ahead and go through with this exhibit E?
We can.
Look, I've looked at those earlier, but let me review them.
Maybe you should wait and review the whole stack and be fine with whatever y'all want to do it for.
I have reviewed them, but I just want to refresh my memory whenever it was last week sometime when I reviewed them.
I would entertain a motion to set these aside until we have taken up state tax commission exemptions.
It's all labeled for the same time. Do we need a motion to do that?
No. But let me back up just a minute. To speak directly to your comment, Christy, the Smiths are not exemptions.
No.
So we wouldn't be talking about them at that time.
No.
We would address them separately. You want to look at them. So will you address the Smith?
Yeah, y'all have the information there. It's
Dan has it.
They appealed in 2011 and 2012, and the decision and order is attached there. And they did not get the value change for 13. And you're aware we can't change the value. Vacant lots out in Mills Hollow off of Sycamore Long Church Road, the most rear part of that subdivision there. Again, this happened in 11 and in 12 when it went to the State Tax Commission. One of the many lots, I'm sure, that the values have gone down after the crunch hit.
Take care of those. You want to take care of those separate? You don't have faith that we'll come to a conclusion? The state sales tax commission exemptions item?
She didn't say that. Did she look at it?
She looked it.
Gentlemen, we have a number of real estate. Are these the parcel numbers that I have, or are they BOE numbers, or are they?
They're, the 2015 numbers are from the court order program, and then the parcel number is listed under the account.
So on the far left, I'm looking at?
The court order number.
Gentlemen, we have court order numbers in front of us, numbered 201-50726 through 201-50733. Which are eight. Mm-hmm.
Move to approve. That's an abatement number on top. Is that court order number?
Abatement, court order, it's the same. Yeah.
Move to approve abatement number 201-50726 through 201-50733, listed on Exhibit E, dated 9/22/14.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve abatement numbers 201-50726 through 201-50733, included upon Exhibit E, dated 9/22/14. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
That's all I have, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thank you. Randy. And Rod, I guess. Agreement for snow removal on county roads. Randy.
Is there more than one, Randy?
The agreement is for the Emmett Creek subdivision on the two roads that we took in. We didn't get a signed agreement done, and that's what this is. It's for Emmett Creek Boulevard and Southview.
Then the
will continue through the 2014-2015 season, and then that's over with.
These are roads that were taken in by the county commission, and in the agreement of taking the roads in, that they were they would provide snow removal, so we had to have some liability coverage and everything through the contract. I'm going to make a motion that we approve the snow removal agreement on Emory Creek roads that were taken in by the county.
So the association is going to do it, not us?
Right.
Correct. So it would be buy-in between Taney County and the Emory Creek?
Ranch property owners.
Ranch property.
Yeah.
I believe so.
That's your motion?
Yeah.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded that we approve the agreement as presented between Taney County and the Emory Creek Ranch Property Owners Association Incorporated has presented for the removal of snow on county roads. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Recommendation for power broom.
Thank you, gentlemen. This is in reference to bid number 201408-275. 201408-275 for a power broom as requested by the Road and Bridge Department. I released this bid on August the 16th with the appropriate advertisements and direct bid invitations to vendors in that particular category. We received two responses. Bid closed last Monday. We opened it, Randy and I, on the 16th in this room. The two responses were from the G.W. Van Keppel Company in Springfield and Barry Tractor in Springfield. And Mr. Hayes took possession of those responses, completed a thorough review, and is prepared to make a recommendation at this time.
I reviewed these with the supervisors, and we're recommending that we go with the G.W. Van Keppel on the Bros broom. It is the higher cost machine, but it also has the Caterpillar engine requested from not only the mechanics, but the supervisor would rather have that type of engine. There are three or four different engines, and this one we had the program to scan it even after it's out of warranty, which we don't have on these other engines that's available. The Barry Tractor machine, that is not available through their company. The They didn't meet the specifications on that particular item.
Say that again.
The GW Van Kuppel machine, the Brose machine, is the one we're recommending for $50,455.
They do meet specifications.
They do meet the specifications. The other company could not provide that particular engine in that machine.
Okay. So, Stacy, please let the record show that the recommendation from the Road and Bridge Administrator, you call it Brose, or?
It's a Brose broom.
KR350 rear-engine self-propelled broom is recommended even though it's higher cost because it did meet specifications specifically regarding the engine that was requested.
The other thing I'd like to mention, it also, they are providing a full two-year warranty with this machine at no extra cost. And I do have that within the bid information.
You don't have it listed on here.
I don't have it listed on the recommendation, but I do have that right here.
He's got listed on this.
Throughout.
It's listed on here, the two-year warranty?
Yeah, but it's listed up under the other fender.
Says this cost includes full two-year warranty.
Oh, I wasn't looking at that letter. Gotcha. I was looking at the breakdown on the second page.
Yeah. So are they both offering a warranty or not?
Yeah, they're both offering the same warranty. I have the information on this company. I only had it by phone conversation, so I don't have it in writing for that one.
Yeah.
But they are offering that.
The KR350?
Yes.
You sure it shouldn't be the CR350? The KR is a Kubota. You're saying you want a Cat.
It's coming with a Caterpillar engine as per specs.
What did they put in their specs?
Standard in that machine is a Kubota.
Well, I'm just looking. I'm just showing you their website.
Right.
Kubota KR350 Cat CR350. So you just want to make sure that it's. Make sure you get what you're wanting.
That's what we had specced out, CR350. We want to make sure that's.
Specifics they have.
Who
sent this to us?
Yeah, they do. We're going
to. Let's look at a motion that's contingent upon that being the CR350
okay.
Then.
Yes.
Move to award bid recommendation for power broom number 201408275 to GW Van Kuppel, contingent upon it being the correct machine.
Second. Dismayed.
Motion's made and accepted and seconded to accept the bid of GW Van Kuppel contingent upon the CR350 machine being included. Discussion.
My discussion was that I wasn't going to go for the added dollars till I seen that on a cover sheet. It said 2-year full warranty at no cost. That's a little bit of difference in the price. I voice this to Randy. We've had a lot of problems with broom sweepers lately, and is that the reason that we're going to go with this specific engine?
And that's what Rex also recommended, that we went with this engine, even because the warranty will cover it. But then after it's out of warranty, I mean, the one machine we're replacing, we've had for close to 9-10 years, and we've had issues with it and difficulty getting parts.
But this bid does contain that provision, 2-year full warranty, correct?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. More discussion?
No, that's all.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Thank you, gentlemen. The next bid we have for recommendation is 2014-08-276, 2014-08-276, for motor oils and hydraulic oils. Again, requested by the Road and Bridge Department. Released this bid on August the 16th, same advertising requirements and direct bid invitations. We received responses to this bid from three different oil vendors. It closed last Monday. We opened it here, and Mr. Hayes has reviewed the details of those three packages, and he's prepared to make a recommendation via the spreadsheet that was completed by Kathy Roberts. It's a little bit complicated for the purchasing staff, so I thank her for her efforts in completing that particular tabulation sheet, which you all have a copy of now. And I'll turn it over to Mr. Hayes.
Also reviewed this bid with the supervisors, and basically we're going to recommend that we stay with our current company, Oakland Lubrication. As per these listed items under the CITCO, which that's the brand of oil we're currently using that they're providing to us, and also the hydraulic oils that's listed within that CITCO heading. Some of the costs remain the same as previous bid time. Some of them are $1.15.40 is a dollar higher this time. Costs have went up on some things. Some of them remain the same. The one vendor on here, Schaefer Manufacturing, that is a synthetic oil. Quite a bit of difference there in the cost there. The Wallace Lubricants Company, he didn't get a brand on his particular, but he had a couple in there where we normally buy in barrel bulk price. He didn't have a price in there. He also listed his in gallons that we would have to figure out the drum price. Pretty comparable to Oakland's, what they listed as Extreme. A lot of them were same cost, but I don't want brand oil. They're actually, that company is out of Joplin, but they do run deliveries through here.
Motion for approval of the bid recommendation for motor oil and hydraulic oils, number 201408-276, go to Oakland Lubrication Company as recommended by Road and Bridge.
Second. Motion is made and seconded to award the bid to Oakland Lubrication Company regarding bid number 201408-276 as per recommendation of the Road and Bridge Administrator. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Nay. Motion carries. Thank you, gentlemen. The next item on the agenda regarding, is listed as bid recommendation, is for mail services. This is actually a request that I've made for collector's office. It's actually a request for consideration of automatic renewal. I'm going to request that we that the commission exercise the option for automatic renewal of an existing awarded bid to the Ozark Mailing Services, and I'll read from page number 3 of bid number 201206-136 as awarded to Ozark Mail Services. Item number 3 indicates in the bid specs that once awarded, a subsequent contract is to expected to remain in place for 24 months unless otherwise ordered by the Tane County Commission, with a 1-year renewal option. Week before last, the collector's office requested me to review this process in need of that vendor to continue in that services, and that's when I discovered this renewal option, and we're here today to request the commission to exercise that option, and Sheila is here to offer a few details toward that request.
Ron, real quick, what was the bid number, last 3?
206-186 for mail services.
That's Ozark Mailing Services?
Uh-huh. Motion for approval of the mailing services number 201-206-186 for the option of a 1-year extension, as recommended by the collector.
We're just extending, we're picking up the option to extend it another year. It's quite the motion.
Motion's made and seconded to extend the option to Ozark Mailing Services for a period of 1 year, as recommended by the county collector. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Sheila? If you have time, could you join us for this next discussion regarding tax commission exemptions?
Can I just step on that? I've got Jim Travis there. Let me see if he's doing okay.
Sure.
I'll be right back.
Sure. Linda, would you do me a favor and see if the county clerk is available? Let's stand in recess for a couple of minutes.